Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, in our Monday night entrepreneur focus, we shine the light this evening on Breeze Delivery. It's a South African startup that is really redefining what's termed last mile delivery. Recently crowned winners of the prestigious Nedbank Pitch and Polish competition, Breeze connects around 700 drivers with clients, offering same day and on demand delivery services for e-commerce merchants. If I'm looking at the numbers correctly, about 100 clients, 3 million rand paid to drivers over the past year. It really is an innovative business. I'm in conversation now with Braden Snyman, who is co-founder of Breeze Delivery. So, Braden, a very good evening to you and welcome. So, first of all, maybe just for the uninitiated here, what is last mile delivery and why is it such a competitive space?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Jeremy. So last mile delivery is the final leg of a delivery process to the customer's door. So if you look at middle mile refers to deliveries from wholesalers to retailers. So we specialize in that final leg to the end customer.
And there was obviously a gap, Braden, that you saw in the market. What was it and how did you start encroaching on it?
Yeah. So my partner and I, his name's Abby, we both worked at a mobile app development company and it specialized in managing a remote workforce. So our clients were of the likes of Nashua, so managing their technicians out in the field. And we thought, you know, in 2019, we realized that the same platform can be used to this exploding industry of e-commerce to optimize and simplify the last mile, because there's a lot of complexities and efficiencies that can be created through using mobile technology. So we decided to take the leap and pivot towards the e-commerce world.
Now, any entrepreneur that I speak to in this particular segment always tells me the leap from idea to opening the door is normally one hell of a ride. What was your startup phase like and what were the typical challenges that you had to overcome?
So I think we were quite conservative. We didn't just have an idea and jump and go from ground zero. We moonlighted quite heavily for at least a year or 18 months before we landed our anchor client being Liquor City. So once we knew that our product had a market fit and, you know, the retailers, online retailers were willing to procure our services, we made the decision to jump. But of course, it's been a crazy time in the beginning. But once you solidify and land a couple of clients and get your operations, you know, ticking over smoothly, you can start focusing on growth.
And Braden, the difficulties that you faced in that respect, what hurdles did you have to overcome?
So in the beginning, when you don't have clients, it's very hard to build credibility because you can't refer to an existing customer or testimonial. So I think it was gaining trust of online merchants who've already got an established delivery partner that's working smoothly and was just about converting them to a new way of work that's more efficient, more trackable by the end customer, and of course faster and more affordable.
And how difficult is that process of building trust in the initial phases?
Yeah, like, I mean, you have to go through trial periods. Customers aren't willing to sign long-term contracts with you. So it's just about getting the opportunity. So if you clearly articulate your value proposition and if they're interested, they may give you a week to perform. So that's kind of how we went about it. And as soon as we landed some well-known brands such as Nedbank Avo, Liquor City, AB and Bev, the credibility started to stack up and really helped in building that trust.
I want to talk to you in just a moment about building scale. But before that, you've got to get pricing right at the get-go. How did you tackle that particular issue?
Yeah, so we did a bit of research into what current e-commerce retailers were paying for delivery, and we saw how we could optimize it by using a gig fleet. So we don't own any of our vehicles or employ our drivers. They download our app, go through the sign-up training and registration process, and then they can do Breeze deliveries in their area. So from that perspective, we got a very low cost base or capital outlay in the beginning, which enabled us to almost undercut the market in last mile delivery.
But in that model, I would also suggest to you that there is risk attached, and you've got to have the right systems in place to ensure quality, because after all, it is your brand that is attached to the delivery. But more than that, I guess, is driver satisfaction and retention.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, yeah, Avi and myself come from a mobile app background. So the systems and software and processes, that's where our strengths lie. So we were very confident that our platform can be used by gig fleets and still give the same quality as if they were employed by us. And then to answer your question about driver satisfaction, that was probably our biggest challenge, because it's a chicken and egg scenario. You want drivers on your platform, but there's not enough orders to keep them happy. So it was a very expensive exercise, because then you have to almost schedule and subsidize drivers to be online in certain areas. But once you reach that scale, they very much are willing to work at the current volumes.
And now I think the figure I quoted was 700 drivers. And is that a fairly stable workforce at this point?
So it does fluctuate. So those are 700 drivers that we have registered, signed up, and are available. So now we've just gone through Black Friday. So a lot of that base is busy, and they've got volumes that justify them being online. But in different times of the week, different times of the month and the year, you know, it scales down quite a bit. So I think the nice thing about our platform is the ability to upscale our driver base when needed.
It's not just upscaling the driver base, though, but it's also bigger scalability in terms of the company, as far as the company itself is concerned. So what you want to do is you want to sustain growth, but you want to build it at the same time, and you want to create more jobs. So how do you stay future focused and future fit?
Yeah, there's amazing technology that's coming out that can really optimize operations internally. So the AI chatbots that we've incorporated into our end-user customer support WhatsApp, that alleviates the pressure from our support teams from having to respond to mundane messages. So a lot of the new technology that's coming out can be used in different areas of our business to alleviate the pressure as we scale.
Braden, you've just won this thing called the Pitch and Polish program, and I think it's really important because it obviously helped you refine your pitch. And you said to me a little while back that it was critical that when you're approaching customers at the first instance, you've got to have that pitch absolutely pitch perfect. So what advice would you give to entrepreneurs in terms of communicating that value proposition to both investors and clients? Is there a secret sauce there?
Yeah, so the Raise Corp and Nedbank Pitch and Polish competition was amazing for us. You know, as entrepreneurs, you're very secluded and lonely. I'm lucky enough to have a co-founder with me, but you know, it was great to see all the other businesses there and how they really doing well in their respective sectors. But what it did teach you as we progress through the stages is how to really simplify your pitch. You know, when you work in your business day in and day out and you try and explain it to someone, you may miss a few important points or make it too complicated. So what the program did was really teach us how to, you know, mention the three main value propositions that your customers want to hear, and each round you learn to get better. And in the semi-finals, they actually hit us with a bit of a curveball where the judges were 11-12 years old. So now you have to explain how you're using AI and advanced technology to 11-year-olds, and that's true. You should be able to explain your business to anyone, and they should understand it. So it's just about simplicity.
Of course, there's the flip side to that argument, is that maybe the 11 or 12 year olds understand more about that AI technology than we do. But Braden, that's a conversation for a different time. The company is called Breeze Delivery, and Braden Snyman, co-founder, thank you very much for joining us tonight. I appreciate your time and good luck.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.